Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Master the Three Pivot Signals. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail, but the ones that survive often share one crucial skill: knowing when to pivot. Today, we're breaking down the exact signals that tell founders it's time to change course. Think of your startup like a ship navigating uncharted waters. The captain doesn't change course on a whim, but when the instruments consistently show trouble ahead, only a fool stays the current path. Smart founders watch three critical instruments. First signal, the data doesn't lie. When customer acquisition costs keep climbing while retention drops, your ship is taking on water. When revenue flatlines for three or more consecutive months, that's not a rough patch. That's your market telling you something fundamental isn't working. When users engage less with your core features over time, they're voting with their attention, and they're voting no. The question isn't whether these numbers hurt to look at. The question is whether you'll look at them honestly. Second signal, market feedback becomes your compass. When customers consistently request features outside your core product, they're telling you where they actually want to go. When every sales conversation steers toward different problems than the one you're solving, listen to where the current is taking you. When your team struggles to explain your product's value in simple terms, that's not a communication problem, that's a clarity problem. Here's how this played out for Stuart Butterfield. His gaming company, Tiny Speck, was failing, but their internal messaging tool kept working beautifully. Instead of forcing the game to succeed, he followed the signal. That messaging tool became Slack, now worth $27 billion. The pivot wasn't admitting defeat, it was recognizing where the real opportunity lived. Your next step is simple, but not easy. Set up a monthly pivot check, review your key metrics, gather honest customer feedback, and assess your team's energy. If two of these three consistently point in a different direction, it's time for that serious conversation about changing course. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.